before. You can see that. Before all, with this, we'll say only some introduction. We know that originally the reading of Torah that we read was set by Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara said Moshe Rabbeinu tiken lahem l'Israel lekro b'Torah b'Shabbat b'Shini b'Hamishi. Saturday morning, Monday and Thursday. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu said for Am Israel. And he said to read Parasha a week. He told them to read every week part of the Torah. This is what we have Parasha. There were two minhagim, what they read, how much they read, what Moshe Rabbeinu tiken l'Israel. In some communities, they used to read from Bereshit and Nekon Israel in 3 years. Not in 1 year the way we do it. Some communities, they used to do it in 1 year. Later generations, the old world became united to make it in 1 year. All over the world. Jews, they do it in 1 year. It became to be set exactly the order of the Parashiyot for 1 year. But originally was originated by Moshe Rabbeinu. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu do that? Shabbat, Monday and Thursday. Shabbat, part of the Torah, with the number of Olim. The idea is, it's written in the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu learned that Israel should not stay 3 days without Torah. How did you know that? It's written, וַיָּסַר מֹשֶׁה אֶת יִשְׂרָאֵל מִיָּם סוּף וַיֵּצְאוּ אֶל מִדְבָשׁוּ וַיֵּלְכוּ שְׁלֹשֶׁת יָמִים בַּמִדְבָר וְלֹא מַצְאוּ מַיִם. Why did Hashem do such a thing to prevent them from water? Because they did not learn Torah for 3 days. He understood, Moshe, that a person should not pass 3 days on him without Torah. Of course, the mitzvah of the Torah to read Torah every day. וַיְגִיד דָּבֹר יָמָם וַלַּיְלָה היו הדברים האלה every day, but every day mitzvah. But they get punished if they don't read 3 days. Moshe Rabbeinu said, if Israel need within 3 days to read Torah, he said for the public to read Torah together, Shabbat, Monday and Thursday. Now, when you read Shabbat, comes Monday, do not pass 3 days. Monday to Thursday also, is not 3 days. It doesn't become over. It's exactly.
Full 3 days?
No, it's not full.
Tuesday, Thursday morning.
Wednesday, Thursday.
Monday to Thursday.
Monday morning. Okay.
Monday you read it. Monday you read. You read one thing. You read Monday morning, right?
Figure that's one day.
24 hours is Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
24 hours is Wednesday morning. 24 hours is Thursday morning.
So you read Thursday morning?
It's not 3 days.
Not
a full 3 days?
No, it's not full 3 days.
No. You read Monday, as you said. The Monday was read. Did not pass then 3 days without Torah. Tuesday and Wednesday without Torah.
So you're Monday, not talking about 24 hours
no,
cycle?
No.
So Monday night is Monday the same
days. Tuesday, Wednesday did not read. Comes Thursday, they read.
Well, so let me ask you a question. What is Shabbat? So
just now. I didn't finish.
Sorry.
I thought that was the fifth. The Torah says once every 7 years that they were to read the whole Torah once every 7 years.
It's not true.
Then
Ezra HaSofer Tiken that they will read Shabbat afternoon. That wasn't in Ha. And he said also that Monday, Thursday, that Moshe Rabbeinu said to read Torah. I didn't say how many people and how many pesukim. Could be one man, one pasuk, and that's all. They elaborate, to explain one pasuk, goodbye. But Ezra taken 3 olim and 10 pesukim on Monday and Thursday and Shabbat and Mincha. Monday and Thursday he did because there would be 3 olim. But Shabbat afternoon, why did he make Shabbat afternoon? They read Shabbat in the morning. Gemara said, Mishum Yoshevei Kevanot. What does it mean, Yoshevei Kevanot? It's two different explanations that is in the books. There is an explanation of Rashi, there is an explanation of some other Rishonim, including the Aruch. Aruch was one of the greatest rabbis of the Natan of Ben Natan was known, even Rashi quotes him sometimes. The explanation of Rashi Yoshve Kiranot. Rashi explained people that could not come to Shul Monday and Thursday. Why? Because they were busy in business, storekeepers, selling, and the storekeepers, they used to have corners where to sell their goods. That's Yoshve Kiranot. This is the Perush of Rashi. But some other Rishonim did not agree with Rashi. They explained differently. Yoshve Kiranot, people, they go Saturday afternoon, after eating and drinking, they get a little bit high, and they go to sit corners or streets. I don't know, West Side Highway, what do you call it? And they waste their time. They wanted them to mention Sefer Torah, Sefer Torah. They come, they listen to the Sefer Torah in order to eliminate, but they didn't want to make it too long. Shem Torah Tzibur. That's why he said to have again Asara Pesukim and three Olim. This is the originally how come to read the Torah. Now, when we come to read the Torah, before we read the Torah, they're supposed to pick up the Torah and show it to the people. And they pick up the Torah to show it to the people. Some customs that they do that after the reading of the Torah. Some customs before the reading of the Torah. Ashkenazim do it after the reading of the Torah. Originally. Now the Ashkenazim do also before and after. Sephardim, the same thing. They do before and after. When they show it to the people, it's a duty of the people to take a bow and say, Vezot HaTorah Shosam Hashem Nama Yisrael. Ramban Nachmani said, if any person does not say that, is Avera Gedola. I don't want to say what he said. There is something, B'chlad, what in that. Unfortunately, many times I get annoyed with the bit in our synagogues. They bring the Sefer Torah out there before it wasn't. And Magen David never happened. And the synagogue before didn't happen, but because there is lack of knowledge today, they keep singing and singing. גדלו להשם אתנו משמע יחדם, ובמו השם אלוקנו, and they go, they sing. The Sefer Torah comes to the Torah, they close it upon the Torah, they still don't say Vezot HaTorah. They skip the main thing of Vezot HaTorah, that being said.
They have a good custom.
Yeah.
They turn around.
That's not the new, that's Shawam.
I know, man, they have a good custom. They have a very good custom.
Their custom is that.
So they make sure you sing all day long, but they still say it.
But I always warn them to hold the Sefer Torah. I tell them, keep holding it, that we say Vezot HaTorah. Let them finish that we say Vezot HaTorah. You know, they finish, they come there, close it, they put it. That's a problem. Really, the most important part of all these Pesukim is Vezot HaTorah, Shasa Moshe.
The bow?
The bow is not a must, but it's a kavod Sefer Torah. But Vezot HaTorah, it's a must. And the custom is, they all used to say that, Vezot HaTorah.
The whole paragraph or just the first question?
The Vezot HaTorah, the Pasuk Vezot HaTorah, that's the most important.
They change it too. I know in the Siddur, it's different. You hear people saying it, they say Etz Chaim, and it's not in the Siddur. They say Vezot HaTorah, Hashem Moshe, Bnei Yisrael, and then they say
Etz Chaim is at the end.
I don't see it in the book, though. I never noticed where it is.
Etz Chaim is not in the book.
What is it, it's an extra Pasuk that they add?
No.
They say it, yeah.
That
this is the important. I'm mentioning it because I know what we're lacking, and it's good to spread it that they should say the Zot HaTorah. I don't say to do it with the Mahloket. They don't know it to keep young again. The Mahloket is worse. I say in a nice way many times. If they do it, they do it. Well, if they don't do it, I'm not going to create, to make an issue out of it. This is the important thing. Then, this is what Maran says in Saif Bet. Mar'e b'nei ketivat Sefer Torah la'am ha'omdim limino v'lismuro. He shows the Sefer Torah, the writing, to the people. He turns from right to left. Mahaziro lefanav ul'aharav. teach a mitzvah, would I? I said before Kofla Medaret.
Oh, I heard you say Kofla Medaret.
Yeah, you opened Kofla Medaret.
That's it.
Yeah. That's what it's showing to all the people from all directions. Shemitzvah al kol anashim v'nashim, le'ot ha'ketav. It is a mitzvah on all the people to see the writing. V'lichroa. See what's v'lichroa means to bow. V'lomar v'zot ha'torah, ashesam Moshe, torat ha'shem temimah v'chole. Okay, then Rama says, Ashkenazim do it after, whatever it is. Today they do it before and after.
After they after go they back reading. To the beginning of the parasha?
Yeah. Kof Lamed He. B'sheni or b'hamishi or b'shabbat b'mincha. Korin shelosha. Monday and Thursday, Saturday afternoon. Of course, begins Saturday afternoon because the parasha that begins Saturday afternoon. And the same parasha within Monday and Thursday. Till the following Shabbat that they read the whole parasha. How much they read? Three olim, not less and not more. And why they put three olim? Because they wanted to give Kohen, Levi, and Yisrael to give a chance to each one from the groups of Am Israel to read. Now, in pohatim, not less, in mosefin aliyah, not like on Shabbat that you may add, but Monday and Thursday, or Shabbat, why? For Torah Tzibur. Look how much they were warring always not to bother the Tzibur. Monday and Thursday, we understand not to bother the Tzibur. Why? Because they have to go to war. Shabbat Mincha, why? But they say Shabbat Mincha, since they already read in the morning the whole parasha, that they don't want to make it too heavy on that.
And they want to give them more time to Suda Shalishi.
No, no, it's a good mix. Start early. That's not
why 10 Pesukim, Rabbi? Why not 9 Pesukim? Why 10?
Very good. Good question. When Azra Sofer said 10 Pesukim, he had a few reasons that's written in the books. Or Aseret HaDiberot, to remind them of Aseret HaDiberot, or Asara Ma'amarot Nevra Olam. There is a number of reasons why he made Asara Pesukim. Now, the end Maftirin Benavi also not to have Torah Tzibur. Comes the Rama and said, how about if there is, in the shul, sometimes there is two people that they have a son, Brit Mila. They want to go up to the Torah. Both of them Israel, you have Kohen of Israel, only one. Then Rama said, in such a case, they would be able to go for Olim.
Yeah, that's
even though we don't do it.
Oh, that's never see that.
Mereke? One of them Mereke, obviously. Has to
no, no.
They extend the Perasha or the Mereke, the last one?
They can go over if they want. Or to read another few Psukim.
They don't read more.
Is that clear? This is the opinion of Rama. But all the books went against it. Said they don't do it. And I'm saying, he didn't mention here why. He tells you why. What's the reason? He gives you a reason.
Yeah, here's a good reason.
The reason on the holidays. Do we add or not?
Yeah, we add make five.
Well, yeah.
We add Rosh Chodesh.
Why? Because it's a holiday. It's yeah, and these people, the Hatanim, or the people that have Mila, that's a holiday for them.
Holiday for them.
Yom Tov.
It's not a good point.
But here the difference, big difference. All the poskim, they said, very surprising.
The
holiday for him, the people, you can, the tzibur is not Yom Tov for them. This is why it doesn't make,
so then why is
really,
so let's say you have
it again. Doesn't sound proper.
But it's only the Hatanim that's going up for the extra one, not the rest of the Kaddah. The two Hatanim is going up for the extra.
They don't make a difference.
So why when there's a Brit in the shul, they don't say, they say Yishem?
That's because of
Yishem is nothing to do. The opposite, you're doing...
What's the difference if you don't make
it? And we are talking about Torah Tzibur.
Yishem is not...
To add something, and you bother the Tzibur, you're done. Here, well, by saying Hashem, you are not what, and for their benefit.
No, but, you're not
doing. No, you're not saying Anna.
But he's right, you're saving on Anna.
So you're saving it. No,
no,
it's not right.
No, but
You're trading.
You're not saying
Anna
because
for
the occasion.
No, there is a simha, you don't say
Anna. Right.
But you don't do things because of the simha to bother the people.
You can delete, but you can't add.
That's right.
Right. You can shorten, but not extend.
That's right.
That's the whole thing.
Then you realize the difference. Then all the paskim, the commentators on Shahran, the big books, They talk about what does he compare, Rama? They went against him. The greatest Gaonim.
Well, he has a good point, but.
He has a good point, but their point is even better.
But
no, the reason that he gives is not sufficient.
No, unless I would say if you have only the relatives of the Bar Mitzvah boys or the ones making the berit, whatever.
No, this also doesn't make sense. Then you say one minyan yes, one minyan not. Hachamim does not make no difference. Usually there is always other people in the synagogue. And you don't come to bother the people with the synagogue because of the individual.
If you had a minyan, there were only 10 hatanim at the minyan.
No, also not.
If the minyan, you had 10 people and all 10 hatanim.
You can do it. Once they said, for you, they don't make a difference for one synagogue and for all. Oh, yes or no? Once they say don't do it because, finish, it remains the same. Makom shemafsikin sa'ib bet. Makom shemafsikin v'shabbat v'shachrit. Where you stop, there where you start, and minha, we know that. You finish, now we finish shelach lecha. We read Minha, Korah. We finish Korah on Shabbat morning. We start Hukkad, and so on. And it's understood. Agaha, im bitelu Shabbat ahad kriat ha-parasha be-tzibur. Once they missed the whole minyan, the whole community, for some reason they missed reading.
In the morning.
It did happen many times in places that there's curfew, there's something, all of a sudden.
Bombs.
You know, something. They couldn't. Following Shabbat, they will read the two parashiyot. Make up for that. The one that they missed, and
but
the following.
But they read the one for the following week.
What are they,
that's right.
What do they do during the week, though? Do they do for the
week,
second parashah, or they continue reading
week.
For the first?
No, they read the parashah that they're supposed
like
to read.
Parashat Zachor.
No, first they read.
No, the second.
They read
the second.
What if they miss like parashat Zachor or something that has to be read like at the
same thing? What Zachor? They have to read it because they're supposed to read it once a year.
But aren't you supposed to read it at that time?
Suppose, but if they didn't, because of some reason, they weren't able, then they read another Shabbat.
14 Olim, Rabbi?
Huh?
When they read two together, they have 14 Olim?
No,
minimum?
Shra
Olim. Seven. Yeah, well, don't we read many times?
No,
we have
it. It's the same.
Two Parashiyot? The question there is, the following Shabbat will be two Parashiyot. They will read three or not? They missed one Shabbat. And the following Shabbat already there's two parashiyot.
Maybe they forget about the
parashiyot.
They will read three.
Some they say, no, let them read two.
And
then read the one next one the following week, too?
Yeah. In order not to make too much on the people.
But where would the Torah support be on Shabbat? Where are they going to go? What's the big deal?
It's too much.
They have to have
Shabbat.
Anegeu, karata la Shabbat, onik v'ma'achad u'mishle.
So
they'll
go home 10-15 minutes later.
10-15 is not 10-15.
What
do you
scrape?
No, one. Haftarah is sufficient with what?
Try this
one. What shul do you got it? One parashah takes 10 minutes?
15 minutes when you want to go
through. Why don't you take the rabbi's place and read 1 week? See how long it takes.
If they don't want to send up 28 people, of course, you can send 28 people. It's different.
Takes half hour.
We're going to learn now.
7 people half hour.
Now, you know the aliyot. The order is Kohen, Levi, Israel. Why? Our rabbi said, always must be Kohen in order to make a seder shalom. That will be no problem. Then there is Pasuk. That the Torah said, V'kiddashto, ki et lechem Elohecha u'makriv kadosh yilach. You must treat him with respect because of his Kedusha. What is Kedusha? She'yeh rishon lechol davar Shabbat Kedusha. He is the first one. For Teyah Rishon, when they talk, there is speeches. for somebody to speak, the Kohen speaks first. There is anything that they do, Kohen is first. There is Zimun to make. Whom do they give the Zimun to?
Kohen.
A Kohen. But if there is a Talmid Chacham,
okay.
Oh,
of course.
Kohen and Talmid Chacham, then they let the Talmid Chacham be before the Kohen. And the Kohen Mohel for the Talmid Chacham. However, in Torah, they said, even if there is a Hacham, not to give it to the Hacham, because this Hachamim said, Meshum Dechei Shalom. Except one, if there is one who is the greatest in his generation, then they can give it to him before the Kohen. Even in Sefer Torah. That's only one. Rav, the Gemara said, Haya Koreh Bekahani. All Kohanim sitting there on the shul, they used to invite Rav. Rav was the leader of all Am Yisrael. Rav was always, every Shabbat, he goes up, nobody goes up to the Torah before him. He goes first, and then the rest.
Who do you invite next then?
Huh?
Who do you invite next? Like in this case, the Rav will go first, who do you invite next?
The Rav, very good. That's a good question. Because we have a rule, once the Kohen is not going, they don't have him. But in such a case, when there is a leader of Am Yisrael, they all knew. Because he's the leader.
Move back one?
That was an order.
Go back one.
Yeah, but then on the weekday, then the Yisrael doesn't go then.
I'm not talking about weekday, I'm talking about on Shabbat.
Why on Shabbat?
No, he's saying if Rav is there on Monday.
Rav used to go on Shabbat.
No, but what if you on a weekday?
What happened Monday?
Weekdays, they didn't have to invite him. They invite others, Kohen of Yisrael. But Shabbat, they always gave him the honor. Then Rav used to go to Kohen. Now, all this is only one. Today, they never would give any rabbi before a Kohen. The Kohen goes, then Levi, then Israel. What would be if there is no Kohen in the shul? Who goes?
No Israel, no Levi.
Levi doesn't go.
There's no Kohen.
There's no Kohen. Levi doesn't go.
I'll come that way.
Why? First of all, for two reasons. They will make a mistake to think that this Levi is a Kohen.
Wouldn't they make the same mistake?
No.
Why not?
Because at this, they don't invite no Kohen or Levi. Then already they know all Olim are Israeli. Levi come. Also, if they will go to Levi, do you think the second one?
Levi Halevi.
Not the first one. Levi Halevi is itself. Would be Levi Israel. Would be about Israel also. Ashkenazim. Levi before Israel. Because really the Gemara said like this. En sham kohen nitpareda ha-chavila. Then you don't go into that order. But what does it mean you don't go into that order? It's a matter of argument among Rashi and others. Rashi brought two Purushim. There's three Purushim on the Gemara. Some they say, then the Levi will go, and then Israel. Some say no. Will go Israel, not Levi, but you can let the Levi go later. So no, Levi cannot go in any Aliyah, even later. The halacha is.
You're talking about the Sheni v'Hamishi. Sheni v'Hamishi. Not talking about Shabbat.
Even Shabbat,
the Levi cannot go up.
Shabbat, the Levi would not go to any Aliyah.
Shabbat morning, we're talking.
That's right.
If what?
But halacha is not so. I'm saying there are three perushim. Halacha is he doesn't go for the first three olim, but then later he goes. That means, but the perushim of how they explain the Gemara, there is three ways. Some they say he doesn't go altogether.
I was once with Ashkenazim if they send up Levi, then
Israel. Sure, Ashkenazim, of course.
Israel.
This is what's written here, that we read it in Ramah.
What is the halakha? He says Levi doesn't go up in its
doesn't
proper place.
Doesn't go instead of Kohen. Go Israel. After three Olim, they may, if they want to invite Levi, they can. After the three Olim. This is what we say now. Haminhaga Pashut, Shafilu Kohen Amaaretz Kodem Nikrot Lefnei Chacham. Gadol, Hacham Gadol, Israel. Even if he is a great rabbi, he is Israel, the Levi, the Kohen, even if he is Am Aretz, he is first. Behu provided condition. שהכהן יודע לקרוא.
כן, but you just tell me it's Amaris. You just tell me it's Amaris, not Yodea Lekrot.
Amaris means it's simple. He can read. He can read Pesukim. Then he said, read, sometimes he doesn't know how to read, but he hears Hazam reading, and you will be able to say at least Ba'al Peh, word by word, after the Hazam. It's good enough also. Amirim yukhan lekrot amashaliyah tzibu min la bimila sage bekach. שמענו יודע לקרות, איך יברך על התורה? If he doesn't know how to read, how could he say, שבחבנו,
repeat after me.
Yeah, ונתן לנו. But he said, but if he knows how to repeat after the Hazan, that's reading the Torah.
Many people go up to the Sefer they don't even know they have to repeat them with the Hazan, right?
Yeah. They don't have to, as long as they hear it.
That's sufficient, yeah.
It's better that they should read. But if not, it's okay. Also, we'll let it go. אם הספר פתוח, ספר תורה פתוח, והכהן קורא את שמה, there is a kind of shul, but he's reading שמה. And they want to bring ספר תורה out. Could they invite the כהן, or they shouldn't invite him?
They shouldn't,
man. Of course not. Not to let him. But, if by mistake they did invite him, if they invited him by name, like Ashkenazim, he has to go. But if they warn the people, they should know if he's in the Shema not to invite him. That's what Moran said. Eno Rashai Lafsik V'Koreim, whom do they call Israel V'Mkomo? It's better if he goes outside.
What is it?
It's written in the books that they should tell him to go out. The same thing in Ta'anit. There is Ta'anit. There is a Kohen in the Shul, but he's not fasting. He's not supposed to go to the Aliyah. Yeah. But they tell him, please, hold on.
What if a Kohen wants to go up by himself? Uh-huh. He doesn't want to go up today. He goes up every single week, every single day, he wants to go up.
It's wrong.
He doesn't want to go up every single time. He wants to give other people a chance.
It's wrong. We should go.
Every day?
Let me have you know that.
Yeah.
They volunteer you to go.
Maybe you also.
They volunteer you to leave.
אם נכנס הכהן לבית הכנסת אחר שהתחילה ישראל לברך בברכת התורה. ישראל started and said בברכת התורה. But they didn't start reading for him. And כהן came here. What did he do in such a case?
He made the ברכה, but...
אין לו פוסק. Since he said the ברכה, he continued to read for him. But if he didn't say the ברכה, but he said ברכו את השם המבורך. So, nothing wrong in saying Baruch Hashem Baruch. The people answer Baruch Hashem Baruch Almayit. They did everything. There was no Baruch Hal Batala, but he said Beracha Hashem Harbanu. It's different. Then the Baruch Hal Bila Batala. Somebody else will go up. That's what will continue. But he said only Baruch. Then the Kohen come. But he stands over there.
He stands where?
He waits there. Till the Kohen will finish. If he's Israel, wait till the Levi goes up. It will continue. Israel.
Why do we make a beracha altogether? We say in the morning, Baruch HaShachar. Why can't we just go up and read the Torah?
Very good. Good question. The main beracha is what's supposed to be every time you read Torah. Since this is the takana that you have to read Torah, they made the beracha special for it. But the beracha that we read in the morning, that's for all Torah in case we read any Torah that we read during the day. It's supposed to say beracha for everything that you read Torah. If it is from the Tanakh, Torah, or if it is from Mishnah, or it is Gemara, what do we do? Chachamim did for us. In order already to be Yotzei Dechova with the Berachah of the morning, for everything, they gave us right away not to be Hefsed. Right after Berachat Torah, there's part of Torah. What part did they picked up? Berachat Kohanim, Vedaber Hashem Hashem Vedaber Aharon. Most important part of Beracha. Some books of Sidurim of the old time used to be one pasuk before Birkat Kohanim. Tov ata umetim lamedeni chokecha. The books went against it because they say this is a hefsek between the Berachat Torah to the reading of Torah. That's why they removed it from the Sidurim.
Well, why did,
now
why did
all Sidurim there is not Tov ata umetim.
Why is Birkat Kohanim right afterwards?
Because you have to say Beracha to read some Torah.
Say read some Torah?
After that, without a sick.
right away.
So why did I pick that festival?
Because this is the most important thing, bracha for the people.
So the whole day there's no hefsek. You go to the bathroom, you do whatever.
Well, why can't they say Shema Yisrael?
That's right. The ones who said this, right away, they said not to stop in between. To say, because right after this, to say,
no, I mean, even later in the day.
Yeah.
Your mind doesn't shift from that beracha.
No,
the bracha is good enough since you started, like in food. Once you say Matzilah not you ate, then you can eat. Continue to eat.
There's also, if you fall asleep though for a long period of time, they say you have to say the bracha over again, right?
What?
Like he's saying, sometimes you have interruption. If you fall asleep for a certain amount of time, like say you go home now, 6 o'clock you fall asleep, don't you have to say the bracha over again?
No. No, the bracha is good enough from midnight till midnight.
Even if you fall asleep, maybe
in the Shana Rosh said from the morning, but Kabbalah they came and said from midnight. The minute you wake up after midnight, then you say the Birkat HaTorah after midnight. It's good for till the following midnight.
Should you have Kabbalah, Rabbi, when you say Birkat?
Yeah.
So what do you do if you're up at night late? You pass midnight.
Yeah.
You're learning past
then
midnight.
Then you can.
You were lying on the one before.
That's right. I said if you slept and you woke up,
okay.
That's what
middle
I said.
Night.
A person wakes up, I said. But if not, still continuation of the day before.
So what would happen if somebody woke up at 2 in the morning now? What would he say in the beginning of the Siddur?
If he wakes up in the
he
morning?
He says the whole Bracha Shachar?
Yeah. Wait a minute. Is he going to go back to sleep or not?
Uh-huh.
That depends. If he's not going back to sleep, he makes the usual Netilah and say, Bechot HaShachar, he could say after midnight. And Bechot HaTorah, he can say Bechot HaShachar and Bechot HaTorah, as long as it is after midnight. That's what I'm saying.
Okay,
but if he's going to stay up, he cannot say it till dawn. If he's up, not sleeping, the whole night up, then he says after dawn, after beginning of the day. But if he slept, after midnight. He says, Bechot HaShachar, Bechot HaTorah, if he is not going to go back to sleep, and he's going back to sleep, he got up for half an hour, no.
What should he do then?
He wants to read.
He will read without saying it, utter it in his mind. Yeah, it does happen many times.
So he doesn't say it if it's half an hour in the middle of the night? I mean,
If he's not going back to sleep.
Even if he's going back to sleep, he doesn't say Berachah, he just learns Torah without
opening
his mouth, actually uttering the word.
That's right.
No. So, I'm sorry, going back. If the Kohen walks in when the Israel already said Berachah, what happens?
The people answer Baruch Hashem Baruch Hamayit, and he stands on the side there. They invite the Kohen to come. The Kohen goes up. He says the Berachot, he says the Torah, he finishes, then Levi, that Israel that they invited him will be the Israel.
So now does the Kohen also make Baruchu?
Yeah, sure.
The Israel also does the Baruchu when he goes up in his own time?
That's right, doesn't matter. Baruchu is not Berachot Batala. Baruchu, they can say it any time. Don't we say it before Alin Shabbat? For that, they say it. It's okay. Now, אם היו כהן ולוי בבית הכנסת וקרא הכהן, you know when there is a כהן in the shul, there is no Levi, what they do? Israel doesn't go up. Why Israel doesn't go up? They may be mistaken to think he is a Levi. Or the
Kohen
Asur or something. They may think. That means, therefore, Kohen himself goes instead of the Levi and then Israel. But if there were Kohen, Levi, Israel in the shul, and the Kohen went up, but the Kohen thought that there is no Levi in the shul, and he started to say Beracha, he said the Beracha, thinking that there is no Levi. And I said, אם היו כהן לוי, וקרא הכהן וסברו שאין שם לוי. והתחיל לברך ברכת התורה השנית, and he said ברכת התורה, what did he stop him?
No,
I'm not speaking the way we said before. Once he said Beracha, that's it. Once he said Beracha, they let him go.
Why the Beracha afterwards, Rabbi? We said Beracha before. No, just regularly, on any Oli.
Yeah.
Why do we have the Berakha after?
Because since there is Takanat Hachamim, Takanat Hachamim, to do both, he takes it to Aliyot.
No, he wants to know why do we have the second Berakha?
After finishing, the Hachamim Tekenu to have Berakha before, Berakha after. There is something very nice about it in the Gemara. The Gemara said, where did we learn that there is bracha on food? In the Torah, Berakat HaMazon. But there is in the Torah bracha before?
No.
Bracha before is Midirabana. The Torah said, because two brachot there is in the Torah. In the whole Torah there is two brachot. One Berakat Kohanim, and one Berakat HaMazon. Berakat HaMazon, bracha on the food, only after you eat the food. And also, Sabat, as you said, Tzvi'a. Tzvi'a means when you eat full meal. Full meal, you eat bread, you ate, and you're satisfied, then. That's what the Torah said, when do you have to say bracha? You ate bread, because Berakatav Sabat, that's certain right after Eretz Hittah, Usa'ora. Then this is bracha of the Torah, and you are satisfied. But you ate it, you are not satisfied yet. You still feel a little hungry. The Torah, there's no obligation that you have beracha. But Hachamim said, once you eat kazayit, it's considered the sabata. But he said, I'm hungry yet. What did he give me? 1 ounce of bread? The Tanim Tzaddik Ochel Nesova Anafsho. Tzaddik eats a little and he's satisfied. The Rasha, whatever he eats, he's still hungry. Ubetam Rasha'im Tahsara. That means, Hachamim said that Midrabana. Of course, the Torah said Vesavata. If he's not satisfied, he's not Hayab. But Hachamim said he should eat. That's what they say in Midrash. Yisra Hashem Panav Elecha. Came the Malachim and said, Bono Shel Olam. He wrote in the Torah, Asher Lo Yisra Fanim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, doesn't make difference between one to another. Lo yisa panim to one more than the other. But you say yisa Hashem panav elecha. How could you? He said, you compare Israel with others. Ani katavti b'Torah ve'achata v'savata. I said in the Torah, you eat get satisfied, uberachta et Hashem Elohecha, and then atak of you. Sevi'a said ve'achata v'savata. And hi. He started, you will finish. They don't stop it. If there is no Levi, we said, what they do? The Kohen reads instead of Levi. Okay. If there is two Leviim, they don't go also Levi after Levi. This one, many times they didn't know. I was in the shul, they invited Levi, then they invited another Levi. I said, what are you doing? You can't put another Levi after. I said, what do you mean? Only Kohen you can.
Anytime.
I'm talking something 30 years ago. I'll tell you, when I said it, they all looked at me. Something new we have. I said, something new. This is the halakha. You can't have a Levi after Levi.
Baba, when the Kohen reads, goes and serves the Levi by mistake. Does that Levi go after the Kohen?
No.
Could a Levi go after the Kohen?
No.
Israel?
No, Israel.
He can go later.
Very good question. Okay. If there is a Kohen, he goes up, Kohen, Levi, Israel, then Revi'i, can a Kohen go or not?
Yeah, why not?
Hamishi should go what?
No, go ahead.
Anybody.
Could be Levi.
No, Kohen can't follow Kohen.
Could be Levi, could be Israel.
Right.
Then once you put Kohen, you put Israel, then you can go the Kohen again. But it has to be Israel after.
Except
the man thing should not go Kohen after Kohen. Why? You think, oh, it must be that Kohen was Pasul. They put one, another one instead of it.
Oh, is that the reason?
Yeah, that's right.
That's why.
I never knew the reason. I know you couldn't follow Kohen.
It would be a bad name.
No, but even
Nan, they would say this Kohen halal, this Kohen something.
But even when you don't have a Levi, the same Kohen stays up there.
Yeah, he does.
So, that's for the same reason.
No,
it's the same reason, right? You don't switch Kohanim because of the same reason, right?
Yeah, same reason.
If you don't have a Levi, it's the same reason.
That's right.
Or the other way around.
No, not for this reason. Not that they would think that the Kohen
would
be
good.
That's right.
That's the reason.
Kohen ha Kohen.
That's the first reason.
So if he's
actually Pagum, what happens?
Huh?
That's
Pagum? Yeah, so that would be... I can't marry...
No, by mistake they invite him so that they would bring another Kohen after him?
No, but they would say...
They found out afterwards, and that's why they took him down.
We are saying what should it be done, the reason for it. But it's done. We can't help it. But we say they should not, that people should not think that this Kohen is a Kohen Pasul.
They can make
Mizat Kohanim. The people make big noise about it.
How come they're not worried about that? Because Kohen can follow Kohen. If it's a different Sefer, two Sefer Torah, Kohen can follow Kohen. How come they're not worried about that?
Well, that's a good question. Really, many say even two Sefer Torah are not. Even if there's Maftir. But the custom is to follow the opinion. They say they know since it is another Sefer Torah, they know that's a different. That's why.
I'm sure they used to go up. Remember, Maftir after Kohen was went up.
Mishlim.
Same Sefer Torah. Used to go up.
Well,
but Chaim Shlomo Yedid, I remember definitely they wanted to send them up even different Sefer Torah. They refused to go up.
Yeah.
Because after
it
would be.
It's the proper way not to.
Refused to go up.
Only two Sefer Torah, they're permitted, but still there is Mahloket. You see, even two Sefer Torah are not to be. Now, the same thing with Levi after Levi. As long as there is Israel in between, it's okay. If they called somebody to go up, Kohen, they realize he's not in.
They called him by name?
They called him by name, yeah. They call him and he's not there. When they call the second one, they should not call him by name. That's even Ashkenazim. Today, what do? They never call by name.
No, because we refuse.
And
the Ashkenazim do, we don't.
Ashkenazim do.
No, it's still
good. But the Sephardim custom is better, much better.
Some Sephardim.
Why? In case a person, they call him by name and he refuses to go, permanent is a curse.
Yeah?
That's right. And therefore, what do you do? Even sometimes you see in our community, I say, hey, Jack, go up to the Torah. It's no good. Not to say by name. Because if you say by name, he doesn't go.
That's right.
It's already
if
bad.
They come to invite you out for the Sefer Torah.
What if
in Hanaf, what they used to do? Used to have a plate of silver. Right.
They
go to him, he gives it to him.
Yeah,
he understands. That means you are invited.
They used to live there.
I never heard of them.
Again, David Congregation used to have.
Jack comes over. Really?
Again, David Congregation
used to have.
What does that signify? Rabbi?
They told him that they invite him to be on.
Does that mean that
Kohen, the Levi, Israel,
and Shabbat? But you have to accept.
There's no invitation.
No, you don't have to accept.
It's like an invitation, but it's not a name. There's no name.
No name.
You're accepted.
Rabbi.
They give him the show.
Like, I thought it was like a kinyan in a way, the way they do it.
That means in case he doesn't want to go for some reason. There is nothing.
What if they say Kohen Ole and there's only one Kohen in the
kinyan? And he's stuck.
He's got to leave.
It's not that. That's what I'm saying. If you say Kohen and everybody knows there's only one Kohen, can he say, he's in the middle of Shema? Does he walk out? What does he do?
No, that's just said that.
No, because I'm saying you could say, if they say Kohen Ole and everybody knows there's only one Kohen.
If they invited him, he should go up, even in the middle of Shema.
He has to go up.
If he's there, and because Kohen is
they invited
like
him by name, he should go.
But not by name. They just say Kohen. Because they said,
he doesn't go. As long as they didn't invite him by name.
By name.
No.
Even if they know he's the only Kohen in the place, and they say Kohen, or that.
That's right. As long as they don't call him by name.
Well, so he was invited, must go.
By name.
By name, he has to go. He would have the name.
What happens if there's a minyan of Kohanim?
We come to it.
Rabbi, the only time he said when he's ringing the Shema, he even has to go in the middle. They call him by name.
They call him by name.
If it's Amidah, no,
they realize.
That's it. No, Amidah.
That's not
it. Now we come to the Saif Azir question. There is a town. All the people in town on the Kohanim. This could be even Syria. We have so many Kohanim. Amongst Kohanim, you don't find Kohanim. Very rare you find Kohen.
We have Shoah Zolevim. Really? Many times.
Yeah, you have that guy.
In our community.
Yeah, sometimes in the morning.
Sure, but very rare that you have that.
Yeah, one Kohen. Very rare. I pray 6:30 in the Purasa. We almost never have a Levi come to us for giving.
Well, all the Levi went to one place.
Now,
Shekula Kohanim. A town that all of them are Kohanim. And there is one Israel. What should they do now?
What do you mean?
If there are only Kohanim. Only Kohanim, no problem.
Send one or the other.
Other Kohanim. But there is one Israel.
Send him out.
The Israel goes first.
Why?
First Ale.
They don't think
the Israel goes first of all, because the Cheshalom, otherwise it will be fighting now.
Why?
Which one should go?
Everyone will say, I want to go first.